Till now, we've developed the notion that even if a person doesn't eat chaza directly, they don't eat any iser, they simply have a tarovis of iser and heter together, the tam of the iser can also aser. Even if you only have tam iser and a heter, there's a problem. That's what tam ki ikka tells us. And then we discussed at great length what kind of tam aser, that you need a tam of shubach, most of tam of gam is not going to aser. Now it's time to switch gears and to start Simen Kofei. Simen Kofei discusses not tam itself, but how is tam created? How can a bliya be created? How do you get an absorption from one item to the other? We've talked a lot about what tam can do if it gets to the other item, but the question is, how does it get there to begin with? There are different mechanisms. Obviously, heat is the best way to transfer. If you have iser v'heter in a kli rishon, clearly there's going to be a transfer, there's going to be a bliya from one to the other. The question is, anything short of that, if you don't have the mechanism of heat, is there any way that you can transfer the bliya from the iser to the heter? So the first example that the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Kofei actually talks about is not one of heat, not even a type of heat. He doesn't talk about klisheini, we'll have to get to that later. But the first mechanism that the Shulchan Aruch discusses is kovush, soaking. Is kovush kimavushal? Is soaking the same as bishul, or is it not? Is it somehow different than bishul? So this all starts with the Gemara. The Gemara and Chulin in different places, on Sari Zayin Amid Beis, and Kuf Yud Aleph Amid Beis, as well as the Gemara Psochim and Daf Ayin Vav, the Gemara cites the famous statement of Shmuel. Shmuel says, Moliach hareo kerosach, v'kavosh hareo kemavushal. Shmuel makes an equation between Moliach, between salting and kavosh. Just like Moliach is kerosach, kavosh is kemavushal. What does kavosh mean? Soaking. So it can come in different forms. You can soak iser inside of a liquid of heter. You can soak heter inside of a liquid iser. Or you could soak iser v'heter in a different liquid. They're all kavush. It's all the same thing. So if you say kavush kemavushal, in any one of those circumstances that we described, the iser is in the aser v'heter. There's a bli of the iser inside the heter. There will be a problem. Now, soaking obviously means it has to be in a liquid, in something that allows the solid to move around. It doesn't have to literally be water, very liquid, but it has to be soft enough that the solid can move around in the liquid. That's called soaking in a liquid. So that's what Shmuel says, the kavush kemavushal, if you soak something inside a liquid, so then it can be a transfer. The Beis Yosef quotes from the Rush, who discusses exactly how long the item has to be soaked in the liquid in order for the din of kavush kemavushal to kick in. The Rush is troubled, the Rush and the sugya of Achbra B'Shichra, the Rush asks, how could it be that the Gemara in Avodah Zarah describes that when the Achbra fell into the Sheikhar, Rav Asid? So we talked about what could be the reason for that. Is it because Rav held Nosan Tam of Gam is Asur, or maybe the Achbar was Mashbiach the Sheikhar? But Frek the Rush is a more basic question. That is, everything is cold. So if it's Tzonin B'Tzonin, what's the Achbar going to do? Even if it's Nosan Tam L'Shvach into the Sheikhar, but it's not going to be Mavliya into the Sheikhar. So what could possibly be the problem? So says the Rush, it must be that Kavush Kemavushal. It must be that the Achbar was in the Sheikha for an extended period of time, and of course if it's in for an extended period of time, then Taka, it can't be Mavliya. So what's this period of time that it has to be in order to say Kavush Kemavushal? Says the Rush, B'Shem the Ri, B'Shem the Ritzba, it must be Kavush Yom Shalom. That's the Lashon that the Ritzba has. Yom Shalom, a full day. And his Raya is from a Gemara that we had together, the Gemara Psachim, on Daf Mem Dalet, as well as Chulin on Kuf Ches. The Gemara says that Basa B'Cholav is a Chiddush. Don't learn Tam Ke'ikah the Raisa from Basa B'Cholav, because Basa B'Cholav is a Chiddush. What's the Chiddush? The Torah Le Kula Yom Ashari, the Basa B'Shule Asa. Min HaTorah, if you soak Basa and Cholav together, there's no Issa the Raisa Basa B'Cholav created. But yet, if you mavash them together, then the Issa the Raisa kicks in. So Basa B'Cholav is a Chiddush. So Frek, the Ritzba, if you tell me that in Shari Surim, if you soak two items, soak Issa V'Heta together, it doesn't create any iser, so then what's the chiddush of Bas B'Chalav? Bas B'Chalav, Yitar Lekula Yama, it's mutter, in Shari Surim it's also mutter. Must be that in Shari Surim it's aser. In Shari Surim, Kavush Kemavushal, Min HaTorah, you will aser the heter if you soak it in iser, in liquid iser. If you soak iser inside of it, it can also aser the liquid heter. So that's the contrast, that Bas B'Chalav is a chiddush, that if you soak the Bas and the Chalav together, Min HaTorah, no iser is created, but by Shari Surim, the iser daraisa will be created. So that's the mocha that the Ritzba suggests, that Kavush B'Socha Yom Shalem, that's the Shir Kavisha, that for which we'll say Kavush Kemavushal. But then the Beis Yosef quotes from the Mordechai. The Mordechai there in Avodah Zarah quotes from Rabbeinu Tam. who says that in order to have the din of kavash kamevushal, you must soak the item for 3 days. His raya is from a different gemara. The gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Gimel, talks about kankanim shel goyim. Let's say you have stam yenam in the kankanim of the non-Jews, and you want to be machshir the kankanim. They were sitting there. The stam yenam was sitting inside the kankanim for a long period of time. You want to be machshir them. So the gemara says that there is a kind of a hechsher. Let's say it's a klicheres. Normally we assume that you can't be machshir a klicheres. So they say over here, the gemara says that if you have milui v'iru gimel yamim, if you fill up the kankanim for 3 days, you fill it up for a day, and then after a day you empty out the liquid, and you fill it up again. You do that for 3 days, so that's going to be makshir these kankanim. So Rabbi Natam said, look, hechshero kach isuro, must be since kabola kach polta, the same way that you can be makshir the kli with the milui v'iru gimel yamim, it must be that in order for the iser to be nivla as a result of kavisha, you need gimel yamim. So that's why he thinks the share of kavach mevushal is not meis leis, it's not yom sholem as the Ritzbah says, but rather it's gimel yamim. So these are the two shittas that the Beis Yosef quotes, and he passes, of course, like the Rosh, Ritzbah, that Kavosh is, the Issa Kavosh, the Beli of Kavosh, can be created after Yom Shon, it doesn't need Gimel Yom. What liquids are we talking about that can create an Issa of Kavosh? Which liquids can create an Issa of Kavosh? So the Mordechai, also quoted by the same Beis Yosef, this Beis Yosef, beginning of Kuf Hei, is very important. It really touches on all the Rishonim in terms of Kavosh. The Beis Yosef quotes the Mordechai in Beitza of all places. The Mordechai comments that if you look at Rashi, every time the Shas mentions Nemre of Shmuel, Maliach Arir Karoseh, Kavosh Arir Kimavushal, Rashi always defines Kavosh in a very specific way. He doesn't just say, you know, Kavosh B'mashke. He always says Kavosh B'chometz. Rashi always mentions vinegar. In fact, in Chulin on Sadi Zayin on the base, he mentions also Tavlin. But if you have Tavlin inside the liquid, that's also Kavosh. But B'chometz, Tavlin, that's what Rashi mentions. Yes, David.
Again,
Rashi says where?
He says two minim are mutter. Now that they could be together for 24 hours, and if you cook them, it immediately becomes also. Therefore, you can't give a general rule. He has to say it has to be chometz.
You're saying according to Rashi, kavosh kemevushal is what? Is only bechometz? That's very difficult. That's very difficult. One of the dechias to this idea is the very raya that the Rashi quoted. That if the raya from Basa B'chala, the way that we know that Kavosh Kemevushal B'yom Shalem is from Basa B'chala, so what's Rashi going to say? It's against the Gemara.
Rashi doesn't say that. It's just a Chiddushu in the Gemara.
Chiddushu. Right, so Rashi on Kuf Ches doesn't talk about Yitaru Le'Kulayoma, but Rashi can't deny the fact that the Gemara Mesachim on Daf Mem Dalet says that's the Chiddush. Tosus, in fact, asked on Tosus on Daf Kuf Ches. Asked on Rashi. The Gemara on Kuf Ches, you're right, only says Chiddushu, but Tosus says, look in the Gemara Mesachim, they'll tell you what the Chiddush is. It's takapili ploy, and that Rashi doesn't mention that chiddush in Chulin. I think some of the achronim talk about that statement. It's a difficult Rashi. Pashup Shad is he should have just quoted the Gemara Mesachim. So it could be according to certain Amoraim, you got to look at the Gemara Mesachim carefully. It could be at one stage in the Gemara Mesachim, maybe we're going with a different Amora, and Rashi is assuming that the Gemara Chulin is going like the other Amora. You have to learn up that Rashi appropriately. But clearly, the Gemara Pesachim seems to assume that the Chiddush of Basa B'chala is that Yitar Le'Kula Yom Mutter. So getting back, what mashka do you have to soak in order for the Din of Kavosh Mevushal to apply? So Rashi seems to say, B'chol Makom Kavosh B'chometz. He is, in Chulin and Sadi Zayin Omeve is also B'tavlin. But B'chometz seems to be the Iker point to Rashi. The Mordechai, yes, it's very difficult because it's against the Mishnah and Shvi'is. The Mishnah and Shvi'is, this is all quoted by the Beis Yosef in the beginning of Kufa. Mishnah and Shvi'is in Perek Zayin, says Vered Yashin Shakovsha Bashamin Chadosh is Chayev Avir. Vered Yashin over here, an old rose, which doesn't mean old, it just means it's a Vered from Shana Shishis. It doesn't have Kedusha Shvius. But Kovsha Bashamin Chadosh, you were Kovish if you soaked it in oil of Shemitah. So the Mishnah says that it's Chayev Avir. We know there's a rule of beer that on Shemitah, when the fruit is no longer available for the Chay in the field, so then you have to destroy it. You have to, not destroy it, but take it out of the house. It's Machlokas Rishonim what beer means. Some say you don't have to destroy it. Most Rishonim assume that you just have to be mafkirit. You mafkirit, and then you could be zocha in it again. So the rule of beer applies to perishvius, doesn't apply to perishishis. But the Mishnah is saying that if you take your vered yashin and your kosher with shemen chadash, and now there's a bli of shemen of shmita in the vered. So just like the shemen would require beer after the chaya no longer has it in the field, whatever this man is, they have these charts to figure out exactly when the shas beer for perishmita are. So the veret should also be chayev in beer. That's what the Mishnah is telling you. So says the Mordechai, don't you see that kovish can apply even if you're not kovish b'chometz, you're kovish b'shemen. Kovish b'shemen, we still say kovish k'mevushal, that it's going to be mavliya into the veret, and it's going to make it like a veret of Shemitah. Secondly, he points out the Raya of the Rosh. That's what I mentioned just a moment ago. The Raya of the Rosh, the Torah Kuliyom Mashari, the Pagos of B'cholav, the Yisra the Raisa, only is Chal, B'derach Bishol, not through Kovosh. So, doesn't that show you that even if you're Kovosh B'cholav, that's what the Kovosh of Bosa B'cholav is. Even if you're Kovosh B'cholav, the Din the Raisa of Kovosh can apply. By Bosa B'cholav it won't apply. That's the Zerasakosa, that's the Chiddush by Bosa B'cholav, but by Shari Sur, and the Yisra the Raisa will be Chal. As long as it's kavush, Yom Shalem, let's say, the full shear, even if it's not kavush in chometz. How can Rashi say dafka kavush v'chometz? The Beis Yosef points out, it's not really just Rashi's problem. The Rashba also said this way. The Rashba in a tshuva, quoted by the Beis Yosef, the Rashba says the kavush k'mavush only applies b'dvarim hacharifim k'mo melach v'chometz. The Rashba agrees with Rashi, it seems. He adds melach, but he mentions chometz too, but he says d'varim harifim. Rashba seems to say that kovash kemavushal only applies to dvarim charifim, something that has a sharp taste to it, like melach, like salt or vinegar, something that's sharp. And he brings a raya. The Rashba doesn't just make a comment. He brings a raya. He said the raya is from the memory of Shmuel. What does Shmuel say? Maliach hareo kerosea kovash hareo kemavushal. What is Shmuel doing? He's comparing maliach to kovash. So he seems to be saying that kovash has a special halacha because it's like a malicha. It's the saltiness. The saltiness is going to create the issa by kavush as well. Now keep in mind, kavush is stronger. Maliach is only going to ask a kadei klipa, kadei netila. It's going to ask a much less. Kavush is going to ask a bakula. So kavush, the way the Rashba seems to be interpreting, kavush is like a super maliach. It's a super maliach. It doesn't get off the ground without the melach. You need the davar charif to get off the ground, but because it's in a liquid, and it's kavush yom shalem, it's kavush for a significant period of time, so it's like a super maliach. That's why it's going to be mavliach bakula. But says the Rashba, from the comparison that Shmuel makes between Maliach and Kovash, you get the impression that the only time that the din of Kovash and Rosh Hashanah is if you have a Davar Charef, if you're Kovash in a liquid that has a Davar Charef inside of it, like Melach, like Chometz. The Beis Yosef, though, concludes that he thinks that the Ritzba and the Rosh are more correct, that Kovash Besocha Yom Shalem will apply the din of kavush k'mavushal even if it's not in the davar charif, but you have the Rashba, you have Rashi that seem to be saying that kavush k'mavushal applies in a much more limited circumstance, only if you're kavush in a davar charif, a liquid that has a davar charif inside of it. The truth is, the Rosh himself also distinguishes. Even the Rosh, who claims that kavush me'es la'es in any kind of liquid will create the din of kavush k'mavushal, the Rosh though says that kavush b'tzir is mochamer. Kavush in some kind of a salty mixture is mochamer. So even the Rush, who admits that you can have kavush in a regular liquid, the Rush does admit that kavush in sir, kavush in melach, is going to be mochamer. How so? So this is a Rush in Chulin that's quoted by the same Beis Yosef at the end there. Rush in Chulin, at the end of Kalabasar and Simon Memtes, he quotes three different dais as to what the shear of kavush is betzir. He says kavush in other mashkin is kavush yom shalim, but how about kavush betzir? So the Rosh concludes, he thinks the shear is much shorter, that the shear is clear, that it's the amount of time that you'll be able to put something on the fire, and then it'll turn into yatzel letzvo, it'll start to be mevashel, the cooking process will begin. That's the amount of time that's kavush k'mevushal. A much shorter time, not yom sholik. That you'll put something, the amount of time that if you were cooking something, not kavush, you're not soaking anything, if you were cooking the item, it would turn into yatzel letzvo, it would become yatzel letzvo, which what Moshe says is lechumra from 110 degrees, right? The poskim say between 110 and 160. So lechumra, we'd have to assume that it's from 110. So that's the shear of kavush. Whatever amount of time it would take to reach yatzel letzvo, if you put it on the fire, that's the shear of kavush. So how long is that? So that's a question. The Bari HaShulchan in Sivkot Yutes quotes from the Daka Tshuva, who has a machlokas haposkim about this. Different shittos, it's anywhere from 6 minutes to 18 minutes. Pharisee Yisrael in the Mishnayos and Psachim, he says that it's kedei hiluch mil. He compares that to the hiluch mil for something to become chametz, same hiluch mil, which is approximately 18 minutes. There's even a machlokas what kedei hiluch mil means. Is it 18 minutes, 22 minutes, 24 minutes, different shira, but let's assume 18 minutes. So he says the same thing is true for this year of kavush. So the Rosh says he thinks for kavush betzir, even the shorter shiur, let's say 18 minutes, or maybe even less than that, 6 minutes, it'll be mavliya bakulo. The regular din of kavash kamavash will apply if it's kavash betzir kedei hilachmil. And bepachos mizah, the Rosh says he thinks it'll even ask a kedei klipa. The din of maliach kerosach will be chal on this item, since it is maluach, there is salt there, the din maliach kerosach will be chal on this item, it'll become asa kedei klipa. It's not going to be asa bakulo. To be asa bakulo, you need a din kavash. Maliach is not enough to make it nasa bakulo. So the din of kavash will kick in this longer period of time, if it takes 18 minutes, but if you put it in there even for less time, the Rush says he still thinks it'll ask a day klipa. That's the Rush. The Beis Yosef expands on the Rush. The Beis Yosef says, taking the Rush one step further, what should come out is that even Kavosh Bechometz should have the same halacha. Because Kavosh Bechometz also is a powerful liquid. It's not like Kavosh in Cholov or Kavosh in water. The Beis Yosef thinks that if the Rush is willing to say that the shear for kavash mitzvahs kedai sheitnanu ala or v'yatiyah v'yaschal avashel, he thinks the same shear should apply to kavash b'chometz, because that's also kavash in a sharp liquid. And that's how he paskins. This is how we find the din in Shulchan Aruch. Simen kufay, sif aleph. He says, v'mu kavash v'sal tzira v'sal chometz v'shar kedai sheitnanu ala or v'yatiyah v'yaschal avashel harei o kemavushel v'pachos mishir zeh lo neser ela kedai klipa. He has both sides, that both by chometz and by tzir, there's a shorter shear in order for the din of kavash kemavushel to kick in. And he says, if you're not going to be kavish for that amount of time, so then it'll be nesek kedei klipa. It won't be asa bekula, but it'll be nesek kedei klipa. What forced the Rush into this position? Why did the Rush feel compelled to say that kavish betzir somehow is a different shear? The Rav thought that maybe it's this memory of Shmuel. Since Shmuel compares maliach to kavish, maliach hareo kavaseach kavish hareo kemevushel, so the Rush wasn't as convinced as the Rashba and Rashi were that maybe kavish should only apply to maliach, maybe it should only apply to tzir and chometz. He wasn't that convinced, but he did see in Shmuel's halacha that there should be some connection. And if Maliyah doesn't require Yom Shalim, then Kavosh shouldn't require Yom Shalim either. Said the Rav, maybe that's what was Machriyah the Rush. It's the old statement of Shmuel. That statement of Shmuel got the Rush into trouble. It got the Rush thinking that the Shia for Kavosh has to be less than Yom Shalim, because Maliyah is not Yom Shalim. So just like Maliach doesn't have to be Yom Shalim, Kavosh shouldn't have to be Yom Shalim. What's more, even if you don't have the shorter shear, it should still be Nesek Kedei Klipa, because Maliach is Keroseach Miyad, that even less than that period of time, even if Lo Shoah Kedei Shear Malicha, the Rush felt that it should be Nesek Kedei Klipa. That's why by Kavosh the same should apply. So there's a shorter shear for Kavosh to Asir Bekulo, that's also based on Maliach Hareo Keroseach Kavosh Hareo Kemevusho. But even less than that shear should also ask her, just like Moliach is going to ask her even less than that shear. And based on this, the Rav felt that maybe we can answer Rashi too. The kasha of the Mordechai against Rashi, the Rashi's against the Mishnah and Shviyas, and he's against the Gemara and Psachim. Both the Gemara and the Mishnah seem to imply that Kavosh Kavosh can apply to a stam liquid, not just the tzir, not just the chometz. What's the answer? So the answer is, it could be Rashi only said chometz because he's talking about the memory of Shmuel. Rashi understood, like the Rosh, that there are tzvei dinim when it comes to kavush. There's kavush betzir v'chometz, and there's another kind of kavush in shar mashkim. And Rashi was only saying that the din of kavush kemevushel, maliach harei kavaseach kavush kemevushel, the fact that kavush kemevushel is the shorter shear, this very short shear, 18 minutes, 6 minutes, something like that, that will only apply by chometz. So Rashi is only explaining Shmuel's memory. Shmuel's memory is not talking about kavush b'shar mashkim, he's talking about kavush betzir v'chometz, like Rashi says. Even though Rashi doesn't mention tzir, he only says chometz. But you could say, maybe Rashi feels that Shmuel's halach is the extra chiddush, that even if you're kovesh for a shorter period of time, the din kovesh v'mavush will be chal, as long as the liquid is very sharp, as long as it's a double card. The Rashba doesn't quite say that, right? The Rashba says beferish, that there's only a din of kovesh v'mavush in a double card. So within the Rashba, it's a little bit difficult to explain this way, but at least Rashi you can explain this way. Because Rashi only says chometz when it comes to the memory of Shmuel. He doesn't mention chometz in any other context. So maybe Rashi held that there really could be a kavush b'shar mashkim, and that kavush would need meis leis, would need yom shalem. It's just by kavush b'tzir v'chometz that Shmuel is telling us a special halacha maliach, gives us this extra halacha of kavush, meaning a super maliach, which is what kavush is, that it'll aser b'kulo. So that taka only applies if it's like maliach, if the liquid that you're kovish in is somewhat salty, if it's somewhat sharp. It's interesting that the Beis Yosef compares chometz to tzir. The Rush wanted to say that there's this shorter shear of kovish kemevushel by tzir, and the Beis Yosef says he thinks the same should apply to chometz. So many have pointed out that's very difficult in Kama Taina. First of all, the Beis Yosef at the beginning of the Siman, beginning of Kuf Hei, also the beginning of Kuf Dalet, when he quotes from the Ritzvah, the Rosh B'Shem, the Ritzvah, the Rosh himself says that Kavush B'Chometz requires the Yom Shalom. He talks about Kavush B'Chometz there. So it's very strange that the Beis Yosef is extrapolating from Tzir to Chometz based on the Rosh, but the Rosh himself, when he quotes the position of the Ritzvah, he seems to put Chometz together with Shar Mashkin. Very strange. What's more, why should we say that Kavush K'mavushal is a shorter time for Tzir? So if you say it's based on Shmuel, like we've been describing, that Moliach HaReikro Seah Kavush HaReikimavushal, so the Chored requires something that has Melach in it. You can't just say that Kavush in any kind of sharp liquid is going to create the din of Kavush K'mavushal. Chored should require Melach. So why should I compare Chometz to Tzir? The Rashba compares Chometz, he puts all Dvarim Charifim together. But the Rosh doesn't. Why does the Beis Yosef feel that automatically, once the Rosh says that Kavush B'Tzir is a shorter period of time, so then Kavush B'Chometz should be the same? So the Shach actually disagrees. Shach, in a very famous piece, the Shach there in Siman Kuf Hei of Kotten Vei, disagrees with the Beis Yosef. He says, I'll admit that Kavush K'mavushal by Tzir is a shorter period of time, but Kavush B'Chometz? Kavush B'Chometz is the regular halacha that you need Kavush B'Sochel Yom Shalim in order for the din Kavush K'mavushal to be Chal. Because why is Kavush B'Tzir Mocham? Because Moliach HaReo Koroseo Kavush HaReo K'mavushal. So that requires melach. Only Tzir, only salty brine has the melach in it. So that's going to Aser in the less period of time, in the shorter period of time. But Kavush B'Chometz, why should that Aser in the shorter period of time? That's the psak that the Shach has. That seems to be what the Mishnah Berurah says as well. Mishnah Berurah is in Tuf Mem Zayit of Cotton Ayin Aleph. Mishnah Berurah seems to say that Kavush B'Chometz is only going to create the din Kavush if it's Kavush B'Sochel Yom Shalom. So what does this all relate to? Mora, right? A number of years ago when we first started cleaning romaine lettuce, so many of the mumchen, many of the experts suggested that maybe the best way to clean the lettuce is to dunk the lettuce into some sharp mixture, because that will stun the bugs, and then they'll sort of release their hold on the lettuce, and you can wash it off, and they'll come off the lettuce. So what kind of a sharp liquid could you dunk it into? Some suggest maybe you should dunk it into salt water, maybe you should dunk it into vinegar. So some poskim suggested that might destroy the mora. It might be kosher lettuce that you could eat, but well, one of the halachas that mora has, that the Mishnah himself says on Daf Lamed Hey, is that it's pasul for mora, the vegetable is pasul for mora, if it's mevushal, if it's shaluk, if it's kovush. So if you're going to be kovush it into this sharp liquid, you're going to have a big problem. You might take away the bugs. The issa talayim we discussed last week. You're not allowed to eat the talayim. They might not be no simtam, but you can't eat them. Okay, great. But the problem is, but you can't be yotzei mitzvah smara with this chefza. So you're gonna solve one problem, but you're gonna create a different problem. So what's the solution to the problem? So some suggested, well, if you put it into vinegar, you're not gonna have the problem, because the shorter period of time, the 18 minutes or the 6 minutes, let's say you're gonna put it in for 6 minutes. The shorter period of time, I'd only apply to Kavush B'Tzir, not to Kavush B'Chometz. So according to the Rosh, technically, the shorter period of time of Kavush only applied by Tzir. But the problem is, the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch paskins that even by Chometz is like Tzir. So then if you're going to use the vinegar, forget the salt water, that's out. But even if you use the vinegar, you're going to have a problem. So some said, but the Shach disagrees with the Beis Yosef. So maybe we could be makel for the Shach. The Shach claims not to Kavush B'Tzir, not Kavush B'Chometz. So if you rely on the Shach, then you're okay, you're home free. You can have as much lettuce as you want. But if you don't agree to the Shach, then there's a big problem, l'chora. So some pointed out, maybe the Shulchan Aruch, maybe even according to the Shulchan Aruch, who compares Chometz to Tzir, maybe we should say that the comparison between Chometz and Tzir is only for the short period of time. But let's say you leave it in for less than 6 minutes, for less than 18 minutes, maybe you don't compare the two of them. Maybe the idea that the Rosh has that Kavush B'Tzir, the Shir is Teshir, then all the Arviyat Yachviyaskal of Vashel, this shorter kind of a Shir. So if you leave it in for the full Shir, that would apply, that din of Kavush B'Tzir will apply even to Chometz, not only to Tzir. But the fact that the Rosh says that if you leave it in the Tzir, even for less time than this, it'll be Nesek Kedei Klipa. Who says it'll be Nesek Kedei Klipa when it comes to Chometz? Maybe Chometz shouldn't be compared to Tzir regarding that. That's what some suggested. And they went further. They said, well, why is there this shorter Shir? So if you say it's based on the din of Shmuel, Moliach HaReikro Seah Kavush HaReikro Mevushal, Zilchara, that special halacha, Moliach, will ask her even less than this longer period of time, it asks maybe miyad, it'll ask a kadei klipa, that applies to something that has melach in it, maybe it should only apply to tzir, maybe not the chometz. That's what some wanted to suggest. In fact, the Gros seems to say like this. The Bira Gros, the Cotton Vav, seems to say that even according to the Mechaber, he thinks only kavush b'tzir is going to be nesta miyad kadei klipa. Since maliach areo korasea kavush areo kemefusho, so the special relationship between maliach and kavush applies to kavush b'tzir, but it's not going to apply to kavush b'chometz. He doesn't think that kavush b'chometz, even if you'll be machmer to say chometz is so strong that you don't need yom shalim in order for the din of kavush mevushal to kick in, but he thinks this kind of a chumrah gabi chumrah, not only is it a shorter time, but if you don't even have that time, it's nesa kadei klipa, the Gros seems to say, I don't see why that should apply to chometz, even according to the Shulchan Aruch. Of course, many have pointed out that it's very difficult. If you look at the Beis Yosef, he clearly says that the comparison between Tzir and Chometz is regarding this shortest amount. In fact, from the Beis Yosef, you get the impression that the real comparison is that it's Nesa Kadei Klipa, even shorter than that. That's his Lashon. So to say, no, the comparison between Chometz and Tzir is Dafka, the full short time, not shorter than a short time, not Miyad, it's not Kilei Plaim. It's not what the Beis Yosef says. It's not what the Shulchan Aruch says either. The Shach was Nochus to this. The Shach says to explain this way in the Shulchan Aruch is very difficult. So even if the Beis, somehow you can much it's a chapshat in the Beis Yosef, that's not what the Shulchan Aruch says. I just read the Lashon to you a second ago. The Shulchan Aruch says Beferish, he compares Chometz and Tzir. So he compares both of them. What, that's only going on Tzir, it's not going on Chometz? It's hard to believe that the first part is comparing Tzir to Chometz completely. Then the second part, that it's Nesa Kedei Klipa Miyad, that's only going on Tzir, not on Chometz. Very different. That's not the Poshup Shah. That's what the Gros seems to be saying. Other Achronim seem to say like that. The Bari HaShulchan in Sefkot and Chavdal quotes a whole discussion in the Poskim. Pre-Chodosh, Pre-Megodim. They go back and forth about this. Is the special Chumrah of Kavosh B'tzir because it's a potent, very sharp liquid, or is it because it's Maluach, it has the Melach in it? If it's because it has the Melach, so then maybe you could distinguish, but if it's because it's potent, it's a very powerful liquid, so then Lachar it should apply to Chometz. Both aspects of the short shear, both the regular short shear and the short shear, meaning Miyad, it should be Nesek Deklipa, both by Kavosh B'tzir and by Kavosh B'chometz. Yeah. I wouldn't call it an issa, but the fact that it would be kavush, the problem is the psul.
So I don't say because the case of kavush by pachos mizmanis, the din of like
deklipa,
why is
deklipa din of? No, pachos mishir yom shalim, that's going to be kavush kemavushal legamri.
Right, but I'm saying, but even less than that's not.
So kadei klipa is also a problem because, as they pointed out, the lettuce is only kadei klipa to begin with. You can't take a klipa off of lettuce. So here, even miyad, there should be a problem. If I'm going to say that the din of kavush kemavushal by tzir and chometz is chal miyad, so then I haven't solved any problem. Even if I put it in for a split second, even if I'll take the shortest shear, 6 minutes. Okay, so it's not going to, doesn't have to be in there for 6 minutes, probably. So it'll be in for 3 minutes. But it should be nesa kadei klipa, meaning the din of kavush should be chal in a kadei klipa. Once the din of kavush is chal in a kadei klipa, so then it's possible for mara.
But is the din by, let's say by
a
possible chal, so the din of kavush mitzir, let's say pachas mizvah, so it's also kadei klipa, is it because it's as if it was kavush, it's as if the kadei klipa is,
it's mavliya kadei klipa. It's mavliya kadei. No, it's mavliya kadei klipa. Kavush doesn't mean it's a status of kavush. It means that there's a bliya kadei klipa, even in a shorter period of time. And how does that bliya occur? Because it's soaked. The din of kavush has been chal. So bain if you need the din of kavush to be chal. Bain if the problem is that you'll have a bliya of issa, you're gonna have the problem even the pachos mishizah. So the best idea is not to put it into vinegar, not to put it into salt water, b'chol. I think the way that they clean romaine lettuce nowadays is they just put it into they spray it with water. They have a water spray, and they spray it with some kind of water, and then they wash it off, and then they check it. I think that's what most, has anyone been a mashgiach in a hotel before Pesach? Do they put it into vinegar? Does anyone know? I don't think so. I think they all stop putting it into vinegar. Some people use soapy water, another thing, soapy water. Then have a problem, you have to get the soap off. And I don't think that bugs are going to be, maybe the bugs will like the soapy water, but they haven't gotten clean in the, I don't see the bugs being affected by the soapy water. It has to be something sharp, not something bitter. I don't know if that romaine lettuce itself is bitter, so they shouldn't like the romaine lettuce, right? So if you're not going to use the vinegar, if you're not going to use the salt, well, the best thing is just probably to put it under a spray. I think there are certain types of lettuce that are cleaner. I think lettuce from Salinas, California is viewed as cleaner. So a lot of people get that lettuce. Bodek lettuce is boduk, as the name indicates. So the question is, how are they bodek? That just pushes the question to a different person. I think they don't use vinegar and salt water for this reason. Okay, let's go on. The Ramah in Simen Kofei in Sif Aleph writes that whenever we say kavush kemevushal, even the part of the item that's in the liquid, I should say that better, even the part of the item that's being soaked, if it's outside of the liquid, it's still nesa. The whole item is nesa, even though only part of it is inside the liquid per se. Why? Because through the kvisha, says the Ramah, it's mifapea lamala, just like bishul. When it comes to bishul, we know that if you have something that's mitzasa berotev, mitzasa chutz lerotev, so the bishul, the hevel, sends it throughout. If you have the iser inside the rotis, that's going to send it throughout the entire item. That's not true if the teep actually falls on the part that's outside the rotev. That's the whole question. Is that because though it's inside the rotev, outside the rotev, how far is it going to be mifapea? Not for now. But if the iser is coming from the inside out, and it's coming from the liquid, so then it'll be mifapea through the bishul, even to the part that's above the rotev. So the first day that the Ramah quotes is the same as true by kavush kemevushal. Kavush is like bishul, so therefore it's going to be mefapeh lamal, even to the part that's outside the rotev. But he says v'yesh mekilin, there's some mekel b'mashe b'chutz. The part that's outside the rotev, we're not going to say kavush kemevushal. So what's the machlokas? The shach actually paskins and says kodin aleph like the mekilin. He thinks that it should only aser the part that's inside the rotev, inside the liquid. So what's the machlokas? Presumably, it sounds like Machlokas is how far do we go in this comparison? Kavush kemevushal, kavush is like bishul. What does that mean? Does it mean it's mamash the same as bishul? It shares the same halachas as bishul? Or it's only compared to bishul regarding one very simple fact, and that is that it will be mavliya bakulo, just like bishul. But it's not really bishul. If it's like bishul, so then it has the properties of bishul, it'll affect the item, the heter, the same as bishul. So just like when it comes to bishul, even the part that's outside the rotev will get the belief from the part that's inside the rotev. The same should be true by kavush. But if you tell me that kavush kemevushal just means that it's not belief of a kulo like bishul, but it doesn't really function the same as bishul, if the comparison is not as rigorous as we think, so then regarding this, maybe there's room to say that we won't claim kavush kemevushal in the part that's outside the rotev. The Gra learns a little bit differently. The Bira Gra in Sifkat and Zion says he thinks even the Mekilim will agree that Kavush Kemevushal regarding other issues, aside from just being Mavliya Bakula, but there are other issues that we'll talk about in just a moment, that you really could compare Kavush to Bishul more precisely, more rigorously. All these Mekilim are saying is that to apply the din of Kavush Kemevushal, you have to have Kavush. It's got to be in the liquid. This is a special rule, that to have Kavush Kemevushal, it's got to be Kavush in the liquid. The part that's outside the liquid is not kavush, the Gra says. So here there's a technical reason why the Mekilim might be mekel. It's not that they hold that the comparison of kavush and bishul is not to be taken literally. It is literal. And kavush will really have the strength of bishul, as we'll describe in just a moment. But it's got to be kavush, right? The one criterion that you have to, the one condition that you have to satisfy is that it's got to be kavush. If it's not kavush, then you can't get to first base. So in this case, the part that's outside the water is not kavush. It's not kavush, and there's nothing to talk about. It's not because it's not like bishul. It's not kavush. So once it's not kavush, it can't be kemevushal either. Okay. So is kavush kemevushal? Does it really share the properties of bishul aside from being mavliya? The Bari HaShulchan in the beginning of the Simen, Sifkot Nalif, Simen Kufay Sifkot Nalif, so he quotes from the Beis Yosef, B'Shem the Rajba, that clearly kavush kemevushal means it's mavliya bakula. That's ABCs. It's certainly mispashet the bliya bakula. It's not kadei netila. It's not kadei klip. It's not like tzli. The bliya is going to be mispashet bakula. Meidach, the Bari HaShulchan points out, clearly min haTorah it's not kemevushal vis-a-vis basa b'chalav. Basa b'chalav lo sevash kadeim achalei no dam bishul asa Torah. Clearly you need bishul mamish. So no matter how much of a halachist you're going to be, no matter how much of a brisker you'll be, kavush kemevushal, it's not kemevushal mamish. Physically, it's not the same as bishul. So that's not going to be enough to shaft the yisur deraisa of bas b'chal, to create the yisur deraisa. That's what the Gemara of Sachem says. Yitor le kule yom mutter. So kavash kemevushal mamish le'in basa b'chalav deraisa, that's not going to be. Kavash kemevushal vis-a-vis the blia b'kulo, everyone agrees to. The question is, do we say kavash kemevushal, that kavash is the properties of bishul for other halachas besides these, or do we say no? So one of the classical nafkamina that the Prima Gadin mentions, beginning in the Mishpat Zav, beginning of the Simen, at the end of the long Sivkot and Aleph there in the Mishpat Zav, he talks about the case of Dam Shekovsha. We know that the Yisr Darais of Dam doesn't apply to Dam Shebishul. That's a Gemara Menachas and Daf Chaf Aleph. If you don't violate the Yisr Darais of Dam, called Dam Lo Sochelu, you don't violate that Yisr Darais of Bein by Dam Shebishul, Bein by Dam Shemilcha. So the Prima Gadim asked the Shaila, what should be the rule by Dam Shekovsha? Should you say Dam Shekovsha is like Dam Shebishul, the Yisr Darais of Dam doesn't apply to Dam Shekovsha either? Or should we say no? The Dam Shekovsha is not like Dam Shebishlo. The Torah, the Yisr Dam, should still apply to Dam Shekovsha because it's not Dam Shebishlo. So he thinks the Dam Shekovsha is different than Dam Shebishlo. The Yisr Darais of Dam doesn't apply to Dam Shebishlo, but by Dam Shekovsha it's still an Yisr Darais. Why? Because he says, Kovash is not Kemevushal Mamish. It's Mafurim of Leah, but it's not Kemevushal Mamish. How does he know that? How does he know that Kovash is not Kemevushal Mamish? He says, Beharaya, the Ramah quoted those Mekilim, whom we Paskin like, the Shach Paskins like, that we don't say Kovash Kemevushal on the part that's outside of the liquid, of the Mekfisha. So he says, the fact that we Paskin like those Mekilim indicates that Kovash is not Kemevushal Mamish. It might be kemevushal vis-a-vis bli and plate that it's mafludim of liya bakula, but it's not kemevushal mamish. V'haraya those mekilim that we paskin like, that kavash is not kemevushal vis-a-vis the chelik that's outside the liquid. So the Prima Gadin says, I think the same should apply to dam shekavsha. Dam shekavsha is not dam shebishlo. The yisur derais of dam should still apply. Now, it's an interesting idea. If you look at the lashon of the Prima Gadin, he just says stam, but he thinks dam shekavsha is not subject to dam shebishlo. But could you think of a chiluk between different types of kavisha? So lechora, if you were to ask me, I'd say that dam shekovsho in tzir maybe should be subject to the rule of dam shebishlo, because the same Gemara Menachas on Chavala that says that you're not over on dam shebishlo, it says that you're not over on dam shemilcho either. So even if dam shekovsho is not kovish kemevushal mamish, kovish besocho yom shalom is not kemevushal, but no one would say that it's that if it's moliach, the din of dam shemilcho doesn't apply. So kovash betzir, I'm not sure if I would say b'chometz, but at least kovash betzir is no worse than dam shemilcho. So if dam shemilcho, you don't violate the yisur derais of dam. L'chor kovash betzir shouldn't violate the yisur of dam either, the yisur derais of dam. So even though from the lashon of the Prima Gadin you get the impression that he holds a dam shekovsho over olav, the regular yisur derais of dam applies to dam shekovsho, maybe we would even have to distinguish between different types of kavush. A kavush betzir is no worse than dam shemilcho, and if the Gemara Menachas itself says that you don't violate the yisur derais of dam by dam shemilcho, mistama by dam shekavsha betzir, you also shouldn't violate the yisur derais. Just the ha'ora. The ha'ora. But perhaps the most famous discussion about this question, whether kavush is kemevushal mamish or not, relates to kavush b'shabbos. The Rambam has a statement in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Chavos, Halacha Yud. The Rambam says that you're not allowed to salt known, you can't, shouldn't salt radishes and other vegetables on Shabbos because it's near a kovash kavashim Shabbos. Now kovash also mipnei shehu kemevashal. The Rambam says that you're not allowed to salt vegetables on Shabbos because it looks like kovash kavashim b'Shabbos. Looks like you're soaking pickles, soaking items that normally are soaked. And kovash is also mipnei shehu kemevashal because it's like mevashal. So what do you think? You think the Rambam holds that kavush kemevushal min haTorah, or do you say it's just a din derabban? What do you think? You can't go wrong. It's machlokas in the poskim. The placey in Siman Kofayis of Gadin Beis was medayak from this Rambam that he thought that kavush b'Shabbos must be a din deraisa, must be a malacha deraisa. And what's the placey's diuk from the Rambam? Well, why? What's his diuk? Yeah.
He's saying you can't do this because it's
nirik. Nirik it is, exactly. The place is dig lechor is that since the Rambam is saying you can't salt its known because it's nirik, a kovash, and kovash is also because it's kevavashel. So if you were to tell me that kovash is only nisid rabbanah to begin with, it's doch a gzera legzera. So how can you make such a gzera? That's lechor the right. The Chacham Sadim disagrees. He says that it's only a nisid rabbanah. He says, and how does he know that? Because the Rambam is kolel this halacha in Perek Chav Beis of Hilchos Shabbos, which is relating to all the shlusim. Now, it's interesting. What's here is not kovish. What's here is salting, right, malea, salting the tznom. Okay, But kovesh is also here. The Rambam apparently doesn't talk about kovesh in any other perek either. So the Chachmas Adam feels both of them are here. So if it's in the perek of the Shulchan, how could it be a din daraisa? What's more, says the Chacham Sadam, we know min haTorah you only chayev for bishul on Shabbos. If it's what? If it's bishul be'esh or betoldas ha'esh, kovush. There's no esh involved. It's not a tolda ve'esh, and it's not esh mamash either. So how can it be deraisa? So this is a running machlokas. The place here in the Chacham Sadam have a machlokas according to the Rambam whether kovush b'Shabbos is a malacha deraisa or not. So lechora, this all relates to this question: do we assume that kovush k'mevushal al pi din has a din of bishul? If it has a din of bishul, so then there's more room to say that it should be bishul daraisa. Well, we're going to see later that the klal of kavish kamavushal might be a din daraisa. So if you assume that kavish kamavushal is a din daraisa vis-a-vis blios, so if you really take that comparison literally, maybe it should be a malacha daraisa of bishul on Shabbos as well. But if you say kavish kamavushal just means min haTorah kavish is like mavushal vis-a-vis mavliyo maflit, but it's not mamish kamavushal. So if it's not mamish kamavushal, then you have malchum to say that it's not a malacha deraisa. It might be a nisa derabbanan. It might be aser, but it's only midrabbanan. It might not be a malacha deraisa. The Rav suggested that maybe vis-a-vis this question, whether kavush is mamish kamavushal or not, maybe we should distinguish between the different types of kavush that we mentioned before. Maybe the only kind of kavush that's really kamavushal mamish, there might be a bishul daraisa, might have a status of a malacha daraisa of bishul on Shabbos, and dam shekovsho might be potter, might not violate the issa daraisa of dam. Maybe that only applies if it's kovesh pesocho yom shalom. If you're kovesh for 24 hours in a liquid, whatever liquid, whether it's tzir v'chometz, whether it's cholov, whether it's water, any kind of a liquid, the Rav suggests that maybe if you're kovesh v'socho yom shalom, then and only then will the strongest principle of kovesh v'socho apply. Then it actually will be dino kibishol vis-a-vis all of these halachas. But the shortest man that we have for kovesh b'tzir and maybe kovesh b'chometz as well, said the Rav, he thinks maybe the most expansive version of kovesh v'socho would not apply to such a kovesh. To such a kovesh, there are isurim that apply. There could be a blia, there could be a pleita. But the din of kavush mevushal, that's mamish kibishol legamri, maybe that wouldn't apply. And he said this might explain a very cryptic statement that the Ramah makes. The Ramah in Hilchas Melicha of all places, the Ramah in Siman Ayin Siv Vav, talks about the following case. Let's say you have a piece of meat that is salted, and it wasn't shor shir melicha. It didn't stay in the salt the amount of time that it has to stay for the salting to be completed. Let's say kedehi luchmil, right? The shir malicha we normally assume is kashir tzliya. Tzliya is kedehi luchmil, about 18 minutes or so, whatever, half an hour. Some are makma for half an hour. So it didn't stay in the melach for that amount of time, and then it fell into tzir. It fell into tzir that had dam in it. Let's say they salted a piece of meat before. So the rules are, I don't know much about metzias here, but the way that it's explained in the post from the Shulchan Aruch and Rishonim. How Tosfos discusses this at great length, and of Kufi Beis and Beis and Kulin. So the way that it's described by the Rishonim, if you salt meat, so first the dam will come out, and then after the dam comes out, there's tzir. There's some kind of a liquidy mixture, some kind of a brine that's coming out of the meat. So what happens if you salted a piece of meat and blood came out, and then tzir came out, but there's blood mixed in with the tzir, and this other piece of meat, right, this is just tzir sitting there. But this other piece of meat you were salting right next to the tzir, it fell into the tzir. Gevalt. What's the problem now? Well, the problem is that if you have a blia inside this meat, a blia of dam that came from the tzir, because now it's kovash in the tzir, so you have blia of dam into the tzir, will that blia of dam come out? Not just one second. There might be one saving feature here, one saving grace, and that is that since you haven't finished the whole malicha process in this piece of meat, one rule about malicha is that until the whole process is finished, even if you have a blia inside the meat, it can still come out, because the same way that the melech is going to be maflit the dam, it'll be maflit whatever blia you have in there. Okay, so this basa you were salting the basa, then within the period of malicha before it was shah shir malicha it fell into the tzir. So now it got a blia of dam in it. So the problem is, what am I going to do for this basa? Is there any way to solve? So you would think, just finish malicha, finish the whole process of the salting, and then it'll take everything out. It'll take the dam out, it'll take the dam that came in with the tzir, it should take out everything. There's just one problem, because there's one exception to that rule, and that is that if you cook the the meat before melicha, then melicha is not going to take out all of the dam. That's because the blood entrenches the dam so much so in the chaticha, melicha is no longer going to be successful to take out all of the dam. So the real question that we have to address over here is when this piece of meat falls into the tzir, do we say kavush kemevushel? That's now it's like bishel. It's like that the basa was mevushel. Once it's mevushel, melicha is no longer going to take out all of the dam. It won't take out its own dam, plus the bleah that came inside. Or should we say, no, the melicha still will be able to take out all of the bleah, because kavush is like a mevushel manish. It created a bleah here, but it's not a real bishel. It's not a real bishel. The rule that once the basa is mevushel, the salting is not going to be motzi all of the bleah, that's not going to apply to this case. What's the rule? Zok the Ramam. The Ramah in Simen Ayin Siv Vav says that if the bus is nimlach and it wasn't shashir malicha and then it was nafal etzir, it's mutter im lo nichbash besocho yom sholem ad kan devar. The Ramah says that as long as the bus was not nichbash besocho yom sholem, it's okay. So the Taz asks, what's nichbash besocho yom sholem? We're talking about that the bus fell into tzir. So if it was nichbash besocho yom sholem, why does the Ramah give this chiddush about falling into tzir? It should have talked about it if it fell into water that had iser inside of it. Other kinds of liquids, what does that have to mention tzir? Could talk about, I don't know, yayin, others, well, yayin you could say is sharp. It's not sharp like tzir and melach, but talk about water, or talk about chalav, or talk about something. Right? Why does he have to talk about tzir if it's talking, if the case is that it was nichbash b'socho yom sholem? And if it's nichbash b'tzir, then you shouldn't even need Yom Shalim. Right? As long as it's nirbash kedeshidenu ala arbi atia viyascha levashel, or even less than that, but seer, kede klipa should be nesar. And maybe if kede klipa is nesar, that means that it entrenches the dam a little bit into the chaticha, so the dam shouldn't be able to come out anymore. It should become musar anyway. So why does the Ramah say that it's nirbash kedeshidenu Yom Shalim? That's the Taz's kasha. Taz is so troubled with this kasha that he does what? He does the unthinkable. Taz says it must be a toast sofer. Just cross it out. The Ramah really meant, there's a toast sofer in the Ramah, it really meant to say, not in Nichbash Besocho Yom Shalim, but rather in Nichbash, in Lo Nichbash Besocho Shir Kvisha. Shir Kvisha, not Yom Shalim. You got a problem with the Ramah? No problem. Just fix the text and everything is fine. So the Taz obviously would never do that unless he's caught between a rock and a hard place. Right? If the Taz didn't feel compelled to do this, he never would have changed the Nusach of the Ramah. But he says it's impossible. Says the Shach, nothing's impossible. The Shach in Sivkot Lamed Vav says, what's the Ramah talking about? He's talking about a case in which we want to figure out, is this basar mevushel? Melicha is going to be able to take out both the dam and any other bliya that comes into the basar. It's not going to be able to do that if the basar is mevushel, if it was cooked. So kavush is going to make it like kavush kevavushel, so make it as if the meat is already mevushel, zok the Shach. When does it make a kimavushal? Maybe it only makes a kimavushal if it's nichbash b'socho yom sholem. Maybe the special quality of tzir, that even if it's not nichbash b'socho yom sholem, it's still kimavushal, that's only legabe b'lios. They're not legabe the special halacha that covers kimavushal. So it's not regarding the special halacha of covers kimavushal. That's why the Ramah says, even though you're talking about a case of tzir, there's a chiddush, that in lo nichbash b'socho yom sholem, it's still not going to be a problem, because even if it could be nesar, v'pachas miyom sholem, it's not going to be kimavushal less than Yom Shalem, so therefore there's going to be no problem. Okay, so this is what the Rav picked up on. The Rav said, according to the Shach's understanding of this Ramah, what comes out is that this question, this lumdish question that all the Achronim talk about, that the place in Chachmas Adam talk about according to the Rambam, that the Prima Gadim talks about in terms of Dam Shekov Show, that someone is suggesting the two days that the Ramah has about the Chelet that's outside of the Mekvisha, so this could be, there could be a split between different types of Kvisha. Maybe Kavash B'Sochi Yom Shalom might have a din of Kavash Mevushel, but Kavash B'Tziv HaChometz in the shorter period of time might not have a din of Kavash Mevushel Mamush. The Ramah continues in Simen Kufay, Sif Aleph. Ramah says that Safek Kavash is Osim. Safek Kavash. Let's say you Kavash inside of something else. Let's not talk about Tziv HaChometz. Let's say you Kavash in Shah Mashkin, that you know that the Shir Kvisha is 24 hours. And before that shear is mine, there's no Issa Kadei Klipa, except in the case of Tzir V'chometz. So if you're Kovish in any other liquid, it needs Yom Shalem. So what happens if it's a Safik? Safik Kovish, you don't know if it was Yom Shalem. So the Ramah says that aside from Basar V'cholav, right, we definitely go Lakula, because the Issa that could be created by Basa B'Chalav could only be a Din D'Rabbanan, could only be an Issa D'Rabbanan, because to create the Issa D'Raisa Basa B'Chalav you need Bishul. So there the Safik would be a Sveka D'Rabbanan, you could go L'Kula. It says D'Ramah, by other Safik Kavosh, we have to go L'Chumra. We would go L'Chumra, because Sveka D'Raisa L'Chumra, the Ramah clearly is assuming that Safik Kavosh, that the Din of Kavosh and Mavosha was a Din D'Raisa. So by Safik Kavosh, you would have to go L'Chumra. Basa B'Chalav is an exception, because Kavosh by Basa B'Chalav is only Mid'Rabbanan. So therefore, if it's Safik Kavosh, Basar in the Chalav, you can go L'Kula. But Taz disagrees. Taz disagrees with this Ramah. Not because he says the Kavosh and Mavushal is only Midrabanan. He says, no, even if it's Daraisa, we still should go L'Kula. Why should we go L'Kula? Says the Taz in Sivkot Shumal, he says, because you could follow Chazaka. We know one of the basic rules of Safik, even if you're talking about a Din Daraisa, but you can follow Chazaka. As we know Basa Chazaka, we follow a Chazaka to make car. So says the Taz, the Chaticha is a Cheskas Heter, so why should we ask the Chaticha? Makom Safik, even if Sveka Daraisa L'Chumra, we should follow Chazaka, let's follow Cheskas Heter, similar to a mikveh. Mikveh Shenimda V'Nimtza Choser, you have a mikveh that first you measured it, then turns out it's Choser. So we assume that as long as you emulated it and had a Cheskas Kashrus, so call a Tarash Nasu Agab of Taharos, until someone checks the mikveh. If you check the mikveh, then it turns out that it doesn't have the right shiur, so anyone who would go into the mikveh after that is going to be tummy. But all of the taros that they did based on the tevilas in the mikveh beforehand, we follow the chazaka. So says the taz, what's the difference? There, it's taka even more chama, because there the gavra is becheskas tummy. It's even a cheskas tumma that you have to take into account. So there's a cheskas sholim of the mikveh, a chazaka in the chetze shal mikveh, but there's a cheskas tumma of the gavra. And nevertheless, we follow the cheskas tara of the mikveh and we make it. So koshkin over here, we should follow the cheskas heter of the chaticha. So the Taz thinks that we should always go l'kula by Safek Kavosh against the Rambam. But the Achronim disagree with the Taz. The Shach in his Nekudas HaKesef and others, they say, why should we follow Chazaka here? Here there's a Reyesa on the Chazaka. What's the Reyesa? It is Kavosh. It's Kavosh Be'isi. You just don't know how long it was Kavosh. But the Reyesa is staring you in the face. So once there's a Reyesa to the Chazaka, I can't follow Cheskas Heter anymore. That's what the Shach writes. And other Achronim say the same thing. Shmaitza has a very interesting comment here. The Shev Shmaitza and Shmaitza Gimel Perek Zayin, he disagrees with the Taz for a different reason. Not because there's a Reyes Olafaneinu, but he says, how can you follow Cheskas Heter? The Heter is not changing. It's not that you come here now and now the Heter may have turned into Issa. The Heter never changes, he says. When it comes to Tarovas, the Shmaitza suggests that you can never follow Cheskas Heter because the Heter is never changing. It's just Nisariv V'Issa, but the Heter is not really changing. What's the Shmaita saying? The Heter becomes us. If it was Kavosh Pesach Yom Shalom, the Heter becomes us. What's the Shmaita saying? What's the Shmaita saying? What do you think? Anyone? The Shmaita L'chorah is saying, go ahead.
It's a Paliyah, it's not a...
Better? I think, right. But that's not what you said before. It's not just a Paliyah. It's that there's Issa Mu'ura Beheter, but the Heter is not Nefach Lios Issa. If you assume that the Heter is not Nefach Lios Issa, it's just it's usur to eat this Taroves because you have Issa inside of this Taroves, but the Heter hasn't really changed. If you don't assume like the most expansive Shita that we had, right in the Tam. The Tam Keker means that the Heter is Nefach Lios Issa, so then the Shmaitz's comment makes a lot of sense. It's still a Chiddush, but it makes a little bit of sense, at least, right? That the Heter is not really changing. The reason why this Taroves becomes Usur if it has a Bliya of the Issa in it is because there's Issa here. You can't eat it because of the Issa Shabo, not because the Heter is changing. It's not that the Heter was Tohar, now it's Tomei. Heter, now it's Issa. The Heter is not Usur, it's that this Taroves is Usur. So if all you have here is that the Taroves is Usur, but the Heter doesn't change, so then you can't follow Chazaka. The Heter Tak is still Heter. You can follow Chazaka. But even if there is a Cheskas Heter, it's still going to be Usur to eat this Taroves, because of the Issa that's Mu'urav with the Heter. So it's a machlokas in the poskim. Some want to suggest that the Ramah is correct. The Taz disagrees. I guess most poskim follow the position of the Ramah to assume that Safek Kavosh is going to be Asr. So we assume that you're not going to follow Chazaka. The Safek Kavosh, outside of the realm of Asr B'Cholav, if Kavosh from Mavushal is Taka Din Daraisa, you're not going to follow Cheskas Heter, so then it's going to be Asr. One final issue. The post can talk about Kavosh by Kalim. Kavosh by Kalim. So this is a Taz in Sivkot Nalef, quotes from the Yisav Heter, a whole discussion with the Yisav Heter. You can look in the Badi HaShulchan in Sivkot and Gimel, he collects a lot of the Achronim that talk about this. There's a machlokes the Yisrael Hetter in the Taz. If you're kovish bekelim, that means, let's say the kli is heter, but you're being kovish iser inside that kli. Yayinesech, stamyeinam, some kind of liquid that's osa. How much of the kli becomes osa? The kli certainly should become osa. The question is how much. Does someone want to say it becomes nesa bekula, just like regular kovish kemevushal? Others say maybe it's only nesa kedei klipa. Maybe being mavliya into a kli is harder. We know that. It's easier to be mavliya into ochel as opposed to inside a kli. So maybe into a kli is less of an iser. It's not mavliya bekula. That's what the Taz seems to want to say. Even the Yisrael Heter, who says that it's mavliya bekula, but he distinguishes between different types of kelim. Kli eitz and kli cheres, he says, might be kavash from a bushel. It'll be mavliya bekula, but it's not clear. It's not clear whether other types of kelim. You'll say kavash from a bushel. The Prima Gadim talks about that. That's a discussion. Look at the Bari Ashulchan Tzivkot and Gimel. He collects a lot of the discussion whether by a kli mateches do we say kavash. If you have some kind of a liquid, some iser, that's kavash. Let's say there's some kind of stam yenam that's kavash in a metal kli, right? Some kind of iser that's kavash. Or let's say there's truma that's kavash, liquid truma, some kind of juice that's kavash in the kli. So by a kli mateches, do we say kavash kemavushal? Is it neser? How much is it neser? Etc. But perhaps even the more famous, the more fascinating discussion that the poskim have about kovish and kelim is in the opposite case. Not where you're being kovish the liquid iser in the kli, but rather you're being kovish heter in a kli that had an iser nivla into it. Meaning the kli is a kli shel iser. I'm putting heter inside of it. I'm putting liquid inside of this kli. Any kli that had iser, you have basa b'chalav in the kli, or you have other things in the kli. Other kinds of blios of iser nakli and nevela. Let's say you cooked some meat and then the butcher told you that it wasn't kosher. They made some kind of mistake. So if you have any kind of iser in the kli and then you kovish liquid, het the liquid into the kli, do you say kovish bekel in that case? Now, why should I distinguish? What's the difference between being kovish iser inside of a heter kli or being kovish heter inside of an iser kli? The very big difference is that if you assume the kovish kemevushal, we're talking about a liquid that's not sir chometz, it's a regular kind of a liquid. So since you only have the din of kovish kemevushal after Yom Shalir, after 24 hours, so the question that you have to ask yourself is if the kli is going to be a kli she'en of a yom after 24 hours, then maybe it shouldn't aser at all, because it's nosen tam of gam. That's what the poskim all is. Both the Taz and the Shach, at the beginning of the Simen, Taz and Sivkot and Aleph, the Shach a little bit later, at the end of Sivkot and Beis, they quote from the Yisrael Heter, that if you kovish liquid heter inside a kli shel iser, the heter becomes aser. So they both ask on the yisav heter, how could that be? It's after 24 hours. After 24 hours, there's no time left gam. It's a kli she'eino ben yomo, so how can it aser? So based on this kasha, mitoch chomer kush yizu, they both assume that after me'es le'es, the heter is not going to become aser. Then in such a case, it's not going to become aser. And the Bari HaShulchan in Sivkot Mei says he thinks you can be Mekel. You can be Mekel for the Taz and the Shach. That if you have a kli shel iser, that your kovesh liquid heter inside of it, and if it needs the kvishas, the kind of liquid that it's only going to be usr, the inner kovesh kemevushal will only be chalek for 24 hours, you can be Mekel. Because after 24 hours, the bli is going to be no sentam of gam anyway. So there's no reason to ask the b'chlam. Many of the Achronim, though, as the Bari HaShulchan himself knows, try to answer the Sefer Issa v'Heter in different ways. They give different answers to try to justify this position of the Issa v'Heter. Some answers are mamish wild. The Magen Avraham assumes that maybe the Issa v'Heter is talking about a Zah case where you take the liquid, you put the liquid into the kli miyad after you took the Issa out of the kli. And the pegima and the bli are going to happen b'vasachas after 24 hours. So the very moment that it's going to be no sentam of gam, the iser of kovash has been chal. But the only case that the iser of the was talking about was where it's b'vasachas, so therefore everything can happen together. Very big chiddush. Hard to believe that's really going to ever occur. That's what the iser of is talking about. The iser of is a sefer of sakalocha. It's not a sefer of, you know, incredible theoretical circumstances. It seems to be a little bit strange that the Yisrael Heter could be talking about such a thing. The Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Aloch and Simen Tav Mem Zayin, going on that Magen Avraham, he quotes from some poskim who suggest something else. That maybe the only time a kli after 24 hours is no satam lefgam, is if it didn't have a liquid inside of it. It's only if it's empty. But if the kli has a liquid inside of it, so the liquid is somehow mashpia on the kli, the liquid will prevent the kli from, it will prevent the bli in the kli from becoming a tam pagam. That's quite an important yisod. Then maybe the belia won't become a tam pagam unless it's sitting by itself. But if there's liquid in the kli within the 24 hours, then that mashke, that liquid, might prevent the tam from becoming pagam. Epshin. The place he offers two different answers. Two different answers. Both very interesting. Both very, very important. His second answer, which is less of a chiddush, his second answer is that according to Rashi, maybe we can give an answer here. Rashi again holds that linas laila pogemis, that you don't need meis la'eis in order for the din of kneir shana basyama to kick in. Even a linas laila is enough. So the place he points out, according to Rashi, it'll come out of chumrah. If you cook in a kli after nightfall, after tzeisak of haven, which tonight is pretty simple, tzeisak of haven is going to be, I don't know, 5 o'clock, 5:15, 5:30. You cook in a kli, you come home and you cook at 6:30. According to Rashi, that kli will become a kli she'eino ben yomo after tomorrow night. You'll need more than 24 hours to become a keder she'eino bas yomo. Because Rashi doesn't hold of 24 hours. Rashi says, linas laila pogemis. And if you hold it, you need the whole laila, not the sof laila, that was the whole subject in Tosfos. If you need the whole laila, so then it turns out that Rashi could be a chumra against Rov Rishon. And there are certain cases that Rashi would be more machmer, namely if you cook in the kli at night. If you use the kli to cook in at night, so then he would need more than 24 hours. It says the placey. That's the example that the Yisavahata could be talking about. That if you're a kovish, let's say you have to cook and then you're kovish something, you start the kvisha at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock. So after 24 hours, the din of kovish and marushal will apply because the bli is not yet pogam. It's only going to be pogam at the end of tomorrow night. So that could be the case. An interesting collector's item answer to this question. Of course, we don't pass them like that Rashi. It's not going to get to us. It's an important answer. I'm not sure if the Yisra Heter himself takes Rashi Shibas. It's interesting. But the other answer the place he has is fascinating. The place he asks a very simple question. He says, how does kovash work? We say that you need 24 hours in most liquids. So what, the power of kovash kicks in at the 24-hour point? That's it? A split second of time, that's when the din of kovash applies, and before then, nothing happened. It's sitting, the liquid's sitting pretty, and suddenly at 24 hours, aha! That's when the issa kovash kicks in. The place is very difficult to believe. It must be there's an ongoing process. There's a process. It's affecting the kli in an ongoing way. It's just that there's not enough time that's nivla into the kli or nivla outside of the kli, from the kli into the liquid until 24 hours. That's lechora what the pshat must be. So it says the placey, if that's the case, then we understand why the bli inside the kli is not going to become a tam pogam. Because it's not like we're waiting until the 24 hours before the bli is going to be sucked out by the kvisha. No, it's being sucked out constantly. So it's being sucked out constantly. There's something working on that blias. It's not really stuck inside the walls of the kli. It's not the same as what the Mishnah Berurah was saying. Mishnah Berurah was saying that as long as you have liquid inside the kli, somehow that changes the blia, and it prevents the blia from becoming problem. Not because it's being drawn out. The place he is saying, no, it's being drawn out constantly. The effect of the kvisha is being felt constantly. So the effect of the kvisha is being felt constantly. The blia is not sitting in the kli for 24 hours. So it's not going to become a tam pogam. So that could be the reason why the Yisra Heter assumes that there could be an Yisra Kvisha, even if you put a liquid Heter into Klisha Lissa, because the bli inside the Klisha Lissa pack is not going to become pogam after 24 hours, because the effect of the Kvisha is ongoing. It's not happening in a split second. It's not the Vasachas a split second after the 24 hours. So he writes that he found that the Chavis Yoyer seems to say something like this, but some Achronim are not convinced that the Chavis Yoyer actually says it. But this idea that the place he has is actually quoted in the Be'er Heitev. The Be'er Heitev here in Simen Kufay, in Sifkot Nalef, he quotes this idea. That maybe the Pshat in the Yisav HaHeter is that the Belia inside the walls of the Kli is not going to become a Tam Pogam because it's involved in the process of Kvisha, the whole 24 hours. So this svar of the place is very important. If you look in the Bari HaShulchan, Sifkot Dalet, he talks, he quotes the Machlokes in the Achronim, is the din of kavash mevushal apply only if it's consecutive, if it's a simultaneous 24 hours. That's what we would have assumed. It has to be simultaneous. You can't have a hefsek. But he says that some Achronim are not so convinced. Some Achronim are not so convinced that you need, that it has to be consecutive. the Kideger and the Chavis Das, they all claim that it has to be Ritzufin, it has to be consecutive, but not everyone agrees. So he says, if the effect of the Kvisha is ongoing, if it's ongoing, it's affecting the item in an ongoing way. So why does it have to be consecutive? You take it out for a second and put it back in, it'll just continue what it was doing. If you need a block of time that Kovish Kavavushal kicks in after 24 hours, so if it's not consecutive, you don't have 24 hours here. But if it's not consecutive, it's an ongoing procedure, so then maybe you shouldn't need Ritzufim. Even if you take it out just a little bit, it should be okay. The Bar Yeshulchan quotes from the Yad Yehuda also, says something similar. He says, if the process of Kvisha is that it's a softening process, it's softening whatever is soaking in that liquid, softening the solid, softening the blia, somehow softening, again, he says, why does it have to be Ritzufin? The softening process is not going to be stopped just because you take the thing out. I mean, obviously, if you take it out for a significant period of time, so then whatever process you've started is going to stop. But if you assume that Kovish is not in the split second, but rather it's an ongoing process, and then there's more room to say that even if you have a little bit of a hefsek, it should be okay. And as well, the Yad Yehuda suggests that maybe Kovish can even apply in running water. Let's say something. Let's say there's running water. You have something in running water. Not what do you call it? Water that's standing still. We assume kavish means it's sitting in something. Who says it has to be sitting? So if you assume that the process of kavisha is to soften the item, so softening the item can occur in running water too. That's another issue that they talk about in kavisha. So all these questions, the question that the Yad Yehuda mentions about running water, the question that the Bar Yeshulchan addresses in terms of can you have a hefsek in the middle, this all relates to how Kvisha is working. Is it a split-second kind of thing, or is it a process? Is it what we call a pu'ula nimsheches? Is it an ongoing process for the 24 hours? Just one final comment. The same Bar Yeshulchan, it's a cut and valid, does point out, because everyone would agree that after the 24 hours, after the item has been sitting in the liquid for 24 hours, then there's no question if you drop something else in, there will be blia immediately. Meaning once the 24 hours has elapsed, if you have, let's say, solid that's sitting in liquid, so the din of kavash kavavushal kicks in, and then if you drop the iser in for a split second, there's no question, forget about whether it's a seer and chometz, even in regular liquids, it's going to be nivla miyah, because the point is once you have the 24 hours of kvisha, so then the pores, so to speak, of the item have been opened completely. Now it's mavliya maflit freely. So then even if you throw something in for a split second, that's definitely going to be mavliya. Our whole discussion is, will it be mavliya before 24 hours? It takes time for the kvisha to work. But once that zman of kvisha comes, once it's 24 hours, you have your pickle in the pickle jar that's been sitting there for the last, I don't know how long, right? And you put a fork. Put a fork with iser inside of it, or put a fleshed fork inside of it, even for a split second, there's no question that's going to be mavliya miyad. Frankly, even if it wouldn't be chometz, even if we weren't talking about pickle, you put something else in a liquid. You put some kind of a liquid, so once it's kavush besocho, yom sholem, so then we'd assume that the pores are completely open, and then it's going to be asim miyad.